before. And she, this is Louise Lasser was really, she did this show. I forgot the name of the show. It was back in the 70s, I think.
Oh, yes, I think you're talking maybe Mary Hartman, Mary
Oh,
Hartman.
Mary Harmon, Mary Harmon. Yes, she was on the show, like wildly creative show. And she was in, but I had seen her in a movie with Woody Allen. What's the name of that? But she was doing a funny improv with Woody Allen. It was hilariously funny. I
Oh, that's
mean,
a
amazing.
really
I
old
think,
one, Bananas, I think.
yeah, Bananas. I love that movie. If people have ever
They
checked
have a
out.
breakup. They have a breakup scene.
Yeah.
She breaks up with him.
Yeah, like the
Yeah,
breakup
it's really
scene. I was
funny.
like, wow, that is so funny.
Improv too, by the way, I think.
Yeah, improv. It was. And I ended up talking to her about it. And she said they started with some kind of script or skeleton of something. And they actually ended up throwing it out. It wasn't working. And she said her and Woody Allen improved that whole scene. And it was so funny, their breakup scene. And I just felt like I want to study with her. I think, and there was an opportunity, HB Studio, which is a great studio if people are into like, taking acting classes. And it was an amazing experience. It was one of the best experiences I've had trying something totally new and different. And it's that kind of thing, but I was very nervous to do it because she, her vibe was also very demanding and very, in a good way though. Like she had expectations. And she really, and if you were not in that flow, if you were self-conscious in any way, on the stage, that was a no-no. So it was, you had to break through. You had to force yourself to do it, which is a good thing,
That
right?
sounds
Would you
great.
say, like, forcing yourself, like, can you do that? Can you will yourself? Like, do you ever get nervous to performing on stage or no? It's not, you're so used to it by now or?
No, sometimes. I mean, hopefully, usually it's good nervousness, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nervous, excited, right?
Right.
You
It's
don't
like
know what's
I'm.
going to happen.
Right.
You don't know who's out there. You don't know how they're going to react. Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So, but that's great when you do, let yourself go like that. All right. So we're actually, I'm going to go back in time now. Again with music and you love Earth, Wind and Fire, right, Dave?
Everybody loves it. Yeah, Earth, Wind and
Yeah.
Fire is
I
great.
don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess a lot of people would. I mean, I think they were really a happening, yeah, band and really exciting. And this is a song about, I think it's uplifting. I like uplifting songs like this, especially when we're talking about changing your life. And it's called The Changing Times. So it's about making that change. We're going to listen to that now, and then we're going to come back and talk some more. So track four, The Changing Times. This is Earth, Wind and Fire. Hi, everyone. This is Lynn Rosen, and you are listening to The Pursuit of Happiness here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. That song was Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Changing Times, and things are always changing, and we always have a chance to grow. But this is the fun drive, and we do need to get your support for this amazing radio station and its real potential. I think things can, you know, be in a flux state or, you know, potential hasn't been realized, but there's so much potential here. And, you know, we're going to be asking for your support, and I want to introduce the premiums that I'm going to be offering today, really designed to help you, to help your loved ones, and to help you grow and to help you finally take off or maybe take those steps where you can start to build that foundation to make changes as a person, to make real life changes. The first thing, and we'll listen to the CD so you'll get a chance to hear it. And again, a lot of people have pledged for the CD in the past, but I'm also introducing a package today. Becoming the person you've always wanted to be. So that's the theme, to become the person you've always wanted to be. And the package is a CD, The Person You've Always Wanted to Be. So I have a CD that I put out, and I produced it and put this together especially for WBAI and especially for people who don't want to give up on themselves. And I will also be offering two individual consultations with that package, and also you will get a complimentary Jadex CD. There's seven songs on the CD. Jadex, you know, his music, it's a wide variety of music. It's amazing. We'll listen to some more of the songs today, and that is complimentary. That's something that Jadex wanted to give and offer to people and to the WBAI community. So the package is $200. It's a $200 package, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be CD, two individual consultations, and the music CD by Jadex for $200. Now, if you want to pledge separately, you can pledge for the CD, The Person You've Always Wanted to Be, for $50, or the two individual consultations for $150. Now, the consultations are with me, and in the past, I've done these, and they've been really successful. They're designed, so it's two meetings with me. So they're 45 minutes each, two individual consultations, 45 minutes each, for $150. And they're designed to help. I make a very good assessment. Like in the first session you meet with me, I ask you questions, I explore with you, I see where you're at, and I make a thorough assessment of your situation. And the second consultation is designed to get you started, to get you focused on a plan of action. So it's very action-oriented. It's very focused. It's, you know, I'm very active, very direct. I tell you, I give you that input. I give you that direction and say, okay, based on what I've assessed in your personality and where you've been, where your life is, your relationships, your professional life, I help you focus. I help you focus on getting unstuck. Here's what you need to do. So that's the two individual consultations, and the CD, we're going to listen to some of that in a little bit, but I wanted to introduce that and have people begin calling in at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950, and support this amazing radio station with everything it has to offer. It has so many good programs, music, all kinds of programs. Wake Up Call, a great show. I love that show. Hugh Hamilton show. You know, great stuff. And yeah. So, and I have Helena here, who's also going to be helping us pitch today.
Hi, Helena. Hello. I'm so happy to be here. This is a wonderful premium. It really is. I mean, becoming the person you always wanted to be. Who are you inside? What are you really feeling? The dreams and the desires you've had are who you really are. And now's the time to go for it. And it's the time to go for it because so many people are switching jobs. So many people are changing, losing jobs. And it's wondering, what do I really want? Now's the time to make that happen for yourself. And Lynn's CD For $50, we'll help you do that. And you'll be helping yourself and helping the station. So this is really a fine premium for you. Also, two consultations for $150. Sometimes we get a little lost. Sometimes we need a little help along the way. And having an objective opinion and objective voice talking to us can help clear things up. Sometimes we get muddled a little bit in our own ideas. Like Jadex was saying, thinking, I'm 20, it's too late, it's all over. I've done stuff like that my entire life, and then I'm scratching my head and like, holy smoke, what was I thinking?
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's we have to be here for ourselves.
Yes, and it's never too late to start, mm-hmm. and it's never too late to make the changes. You just have to know how to do it. You have to know how to unleash that and unblock yourself, right, Jadex?
Yes, you do. Absolutely. And in regard to like seeing Lynn, I mean, I'm familiar with Lynn's work and what she does and what she's accomplished with people. There is something, it's not that it necessarily has to be even a long, long, long-term thing, but there's something about the relationship between two people, direct person to person. That's why with all the technology, teaching has never gone out of style, right? Why haven't we stopped doing it? We haven't stopped doing it because there's something about a human interaction that's just very valuable to us and that can really help us in terms of unblocking certain things or having a connection. And that's something you can get in terms of the two individual consultations, the chance to sit with someone who has a lot of experience with this, who knows how this works, and really feel yourself and get a very personal sense of the kind of changes you can make and what you can do and the things that might be holding you back.
212-209-2950. Call us. Let us know you're listening. 212-209-2950. You can also pledge on the web. Give to the numeral 2, WBAI.org. We have volunteers in the background. We have Richard. We have Will. We have our lovely interns. I know Prisk is back there for sure. And I think sweet little Francesca and James is there as well. And we have Matt, who's devoted so much time in that tally room. They're waiting for your calls, 212-209-2950.
Yes, so we're going to listen to give people an idea of the CD for $50, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be. But if you go for it and pledge that package for $200, you will be happy with that because that will be a chance to really get that feedback, get that input from me, and I will help you get focused. I will help you recharge your life. And energy is really important. I think the energy that I feel from your music, I love that. I feel Helena's energy coming out here. Energy is really important, positive energy. And what I do is to help people to liberate that positive energy and that part of themselves that says, I can do it. I can make these changes. I can, you know, people struggle with negative kinds of tape loops in mm-hmm. their head.
Yeah.
Voices like that say, oh, you can't do it. Oh, you know, I work with people who've struggled growing up. I mean, I've worked with a lot of, you know, I started out working in a domestic violence shelter mm-hmm. with mothers and abuse, you know, and kids who had seen abuse, witnessed abuse. It was incredible that there were kids I worked with in play therapy who had this amazing ability to connect to themselves and their creative mm-hmm. selves and, you know, and that they could actually hold on and sustain themselves that way, even in the face of the worst abuse. So 212-209-2950, whatever your experience was growing up, wherever you are now as an adult, if you're 25, 35, 55, 70, I work with two people who are actually 70 who came to me and said, I want to write. I want to do things. I still have time left. I'm in fairly good health. You know, I haven't really accomplished what I set out to do necessarily. And, you know, if you could do it at that point, you could do it at any point. Do you agree, Helena?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yes. Because it's who you basically are. Be who you are. And sometimes we feel blocks to, like, expressing our true selves. And sometimes we have problems with even letting our own light shine.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's a big theme for people.
It is. It
shining
really is.
Your light out
yeah.
in the world.
People
you know,
who
can
am
be
I?
Afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes back to that Marianne Williamson quote, you know, who am I to, and I'm paraphrasing, but who am I to be brilliant, smart, and out there and shining? And basically then what she comes back to say, who are you not to? Who are you not to shine your light? We all have this divinity in us, who we truly are. And yes. Lynn can help you bring it out. If you feel a little thwarted, a little stuck, time to move, time to go, time to be alive, time to call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950.
Yes, so I'll repeat the premiums, and then we're going to listen to the CD so people can get a chance to hear it. So it's the CD, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, for $50. Or you can pledge for two individual consultations with me for just $150. They've been, you know, I did them a while back, and they were very successful. And people really, you know, got back to me later. I said, wow, you know, I've really, you know, it helped me jumpstart things. It helped me get focused in the way I needed to. I didn't see certain things. I didn't see why I was stuck. Because you do have to understand the blocks and understand what's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the quote you just said, like, Mary, why would you feel like you can't shine
and
be that way? Yeah. Like something may be in the way there.
Yeah.
So there, that is a part of it. It's almost like you got to hack away at, like, the negative parts that are keeping you down.
And be who you truly are.
Yes.
And sometimes we need a little help with that. And it's here for you today.
Yes. And you can support WBAI. And if you go for the package, which is the CD, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, the two individual consultations, and the JadeX CD for $200, it's a complimentary music CD. A lot of people have called in before about this music. It's great music. And you'll get to check that out as well. Okay, so we are going to listen to some of the CD, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, and we'll come back and talk to you some more. So we're going to listen to Escape Velocity from the CD. So you can check that out.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Call in. This is a great premium. And you can have the CD for $50. There's also a package with the CD, which includes two sessions with Lynn, 45 minutes each, the CD, and also JadeX Music CD with seven songs, which is really some bright, upbeat music from what I heard. I love the first song you played.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And that package is $200.
Okay, we're just waiting, and we're to play the CD, and you can get an idea of the person you've always wanted to be CD. We're going to listen to the section on escape velocity, and I talk a lot about how you can escape from that you need a certain amount of escape velocity or a certain amount of momentum to break out to a new life. Okay.
only see what we dream to be. We only know what we feel inside. We don't know what to do. We don't have any guide. We need to connect, to reach out and touch. We want it so badly. We hunger so much. Please touch me and hold me and tell me you care. I can only feel real if someone is there. My life is uncharted. Where to go, where to be? What does it mean to try to be me? Who is this person I've lived with so long? Sometimes frightened and weak, sometimes angry and strong. I only see myself from the inside out. Can I really be sure what I'm all about? Without you there, I just can't see the walls that separate.
This is Lynn Rosen, and you are listening to The Pursuit of Happiness. That was actually one of Jadex's songs, Inside Reprise, that you were listening to, and shortly we'll listen to Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be. We'll listen to one of these tracks from that. That was very beautiful, Jadex.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was different. That's different from Shine. Well, tell us a little bit about that track.
Very different. I had written those words and I didn't know what to do with them. They weren't really a song. And, I had a little bit of, it's funny. It's one of those things. It's from a longer song and from a longer recording, but there was a beautiful moment. That's Onaje Allen Gums on piano and he played this really beautiful phrase. So I just took it and made a loop out of it and added some sounds. And I had the words and they're spoken by a singer from New York, named Melanie Charles. And then I had as a background, I had this another singer named Ashley Gonzalez came on and did those overdubs.
Yeah, beautiful
on top
voices.
Of it.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, it came out great. Yeah.
That's great. All right, so we need to have people start calling in at 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Call in and give your support. I know people have given a lot of support in the past. To the Pursuit of Happiness and also just for the radio station as a whole, we really need to get that support coming in and give yourself the gift of the consultations and the CD and music to expand, to jumpstart your life, to make you feel that sense of purpose again. The CD, for just a pledge of $50, the CD Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, you can get that CD. You can pledge for the two individual consultations with me for $150 to really get your life moving again, or the package, which would really be great to give yourself or to give someone you love, which is the CD, the two individual consultations, and the Jadex music CD. And you get a whole bunch of music on that. Yes. So, hi, Helena.
Hello. Seven songs, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
That's just fun and it's upbeat. It's great. And your CD sounds fabulous. First time I'm hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's great.
And, you know, like in two consultations, can people really get moving in that? What happens
in
those consultations?
Because it's the way I work. I'm very active. I'm very direct. Mm-hmm. I give a very deep, thorough assessment. I've been doing these for a while. So I give a very deep, thorough assessment of what are the blocks in the way.
Uh-huh.
Of where people are in their lives. I have a questionnaire as well that I give people to fill out, different areas of their life, relationships, professional growth, and a general sense of well-being.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And now is the time. Now is the time for WBAI, and now is also the time for you. It's a time for all of us to get our lives in order, to understand who we really truly are, and to live the life that we really want to live. And we can live the life that we really want to live by your dreams and desires didn't come out of nowhere. You have those dreams and desires because they're part of you. It's part of who you truly are. And so often, and I can speak to this because I lived it, we block ourselves from actually having what we truly want, actually being who we truly are. Sometimes we've grown up, as Lynn said, and there have been different challenges, or you've been taught to be one way rather than expressing who you are. And you know, maybe your family didn't see you as who you are, the creative person you are. But it's time, and this CD can help you get through these blocks. These sessions with Lynn can help you get through the blocks. The music by Jaden can help you just move and dance and be free and just be who you are and just enjoying it and enjoying life. 212-209-2950.
Okay, we're going to listen to some of the CD now, and then we'll come back and talk some more. So, Escape Velocity. Now I want to talk about the concept of escape velocity and how it applies to our lives. First, I'm going to give a definition of it. According to Wikipedia, for a given object at a given position, the escape velocity is the minimum speed an object needs to be able to escape from the gravity of a planet. In addition, the more massive a planet, the more difficult it is to overcome its pull, and the higher its escape velocity. Once again, escape velocity is the minimum speed an object needs to be able to escape from the gravity of a planet so that gravity will never manage to pull it back. In addition, the more massive a planet, the more difficult it is to overcome its pull, and the higher its escape velocity. So how does escape velocity apply to our lives? I believe as a metaphor for the human struggle to grow. People who are stuck in life and can't propel themselves forward have not achieved sufficient escape velocity. The question you should be asking yourself is, what gravity do you need to escape from? The gravity is that negative weight that is holding you back in life. For some people, the gravity is a bad relationship. For others, it is a draining, dead-end job with no prospects for growth or advancement. However, I want to note that for a lot of people who are not reaching their true potential, the gravity that holds them down in life consists of psychological conflicts that have not been resolved. Many people have a conflict over becoming successful. Becoming successful involves the capacity to confidently strike out on your own. If you grew up in a family where you were not encouraged to be successful and where you were kept down, then a conflict around achieving success could arise. A tension may develop between breaking away from the negative family members and going for success. Whenever you do something positive, the family members may discourage you and try to hold you back. Even if you're not having contact with them, their negative voices can live inside your head and sabotage your efforts to move forward. So your family and the conflict around breaking away from them could represent a massive planet in your life that you need to escape from. Remember, I mentioned earlier, the more massive a planet, the more difficult it is to overcome its pull, and the higher its escape velocity. Escape velocity depends on both the size of the planet and the size of the object. So taking the escape velocity metaphor even further, a person who has a really great potential or a big vision or dream for his life could also have to reach a much higher speed to break through. So it's not just the size of what's holding you back that matters. It's also the size of your ambition, potential, hopes, and dreams. I will now give a case example to illustrate this concept. I want to note that in all of the case examples I use, all identifying information has been disguised to protect confidentiality. Anna
A 35-year-old female sought help with me because she had felt so stuck in life that she had finally collapsed into a depression. She stated that she had been feeling depressed for nearly 2 years and that she barely had the energy to get through the day. When Anna first sat down in the chair across from me, she looked very sad. Her head was slightly lowered and her voice was shaky as she spoke about how alone she felt and how little purpose she had felt in her life. When I first explored how she had gotten to this point, Anna seemed genuinely confused. She said that she had always thought she had a greater potential and that there were moments in her life when she had felt focused, alive, and driven. The problem was, Anna could not string these moments together and gain sufficient life momentum. Remember, stringing life-affirming moments together and building on them helps you to gain confidence. This brings you closer to achieving your escape velocity. Again, stringing life-affirming moments together and building on them helps you to gain confidence. This brings you closer to achieving your escape velocity. Now back to our case example. So when Anna would have a life-affirming moment, like performing really well at her job and getting recognition from her boss and colleagues, she would initially feel good. But then this good feeling would quickly evaporate, and she would become plagued with feelings of self-doubt. What brought on this self-doubt? What was the gravity that was holding Anna back? The gravity was a negative inner voice that told Anna that no matter what she did, it was not good enough, and that she would never achieve real success, so she might as well give up. Anna had not realized that the negative inner voice was her own mother. She had not realized that a negative tape loop played inside her head every day, and that this had a big role in keeping her spirits down and making her feel depressed. I want to note at this point that many people who are not achieving their true potential have a tape loop or playlist that operates inside their heads. This tape loop or playlist says very negative things. It discourages you from feeling any real positivity or hope and from being able to take the risks necessary to succeed. In order to reverse this process, you need to develop a new tape loop or playlist of all the good things that are happening in your life.
Hi, I'm Ella Joyce, and when I'm in New York, I listen to WBAI 99.5 FM. The more you listen, the more you learn.
Hey, everyone, this is Lynn Rosen, and you are listening to The Pursuit of Happiness here on WBAI New York. So we need to get some of the... We're having actually a problem, I think, maybe with the computer back here, so we can't hear the phones, but we do need to, I went back and forth, and we want to get some more calls coming in. We had a couple, and we need to get some more support for the radio station, for the Pursuit of Happiness. So the premium that we're talking about today is, you were just listening to the CD, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, for $50, for just a pledge of $50, you can get that CD. And it's designed, again, to help you unleash that real potential and remove those blocks to focusing on goals and to achieving what you're capable of. But if you're really bold today, and I know people out there are feeling like, there are people who are feeling like, my life, I'm not doing what I'm capable of doing. There's so much more in there that I could do if I could just get focused. The package would be great. You could give that gift to yourself, to your boyfriend, to your partner, to your son, to your daughter. I've worked with sons, daughters. People have pledged for their brothers, sisters, for themselves, for their husbands, for their wives. Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be CD, plus the two individual consultations, plus the music, a CD of music by Jadex, who's getting out there as an emerging artist, who's starting to, you know, pick up out there in the New York music scene, and you get this complimentary CD along with that for just $200. So for a pledge of $200, you can really start taking the steps to change your life. Right, JDX?
That's right. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You know, this is a chance to invest in yourself on a couple of different levels. When you invest in the two individual consultations for $150 or the package for $200, becoming the person you've always wanted to be, plus the two consultations, plus the JDX CD, you're investing in yourself or someone you love and giving yourself that opportunity to grow and say, okay, here's a focused time for me to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to meet with Lynn for two times. I'm really going to get straight with my life, what I want to accomplish. And on another level, you're supporting the radio station you love, which you derive a lot of sustenance from. Something you can listen to, you know, real people expressing real ideas. This is not a corporate message that you're getting, which so much of what we hear and so much of the way we're communicated to really is a corporate message, which is a very, very focused, slickly presented, right, message from very big financial interests. You're not getting that here. You're getting real people, real ideas. You're investing in yourself, your own potential, or someone you love, and you're investing in the radio station you love.
212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. I need to practice that too. And Lynn pours out so much and in her work. And when you go to see her, it's not just, you know, showing up for a session. She gives so much. She really gets to know people and moves very quickly and really gets people jump started in terms of what might be holding them back, what's stopping them from living the lives that they want to live, from being the people that they really are. What kind of things do they have in their head? And she's very fast. She gives a lot. And this is a great chance for you to invest not only in yourself or a loved one, but also in the station you love.
212-209-2950. We have some calls coming in. We need a whole bunch more to keep the radio station going. I know there are people out there that are feeling like that there's more in there, right? There's more potential that they just need to get focused. I know you're out there. Give that gift to yourself or someone you love. Pledge for the package. Go for it. You can pledge for the CD for $50. A lot of people have done that as well in the past. But if you pledge for the package, you can come in. I'll sit down. I'll talk with you. I will help you get focused. I will help you get moving again. And it can feel just terrible not moving when you feel like, you know, you have this energy and you want to liberate it. So I will help you to assess exactly what's wrong. So it's very direct, very focused. I've worked with people who have ended up starting businesses, who are studying photography and getting out there with photography, with the arts, whether it's creative, whether it's businesses, whether you want to change jobs, whether you want to start a whole new career, and also with relationships. I've done a lot with relationships, and that's very important to the people you have in your life, right?
Mm-hmm,
and you
totally.
Surround yourself with positivity, and how to surround yourself with that and just, you know, get focused in that way. So 212-209-2950, call in, take that risk, take a chance on yourself, take a chance. You could give that also to a loved one. I've had people call in for their sons and daughters in the past, for siblings, for husbands, for wives, or just because they want to change. And it's not too late to do that. 212-209-2950.
Yes, it's absolutely not too late. And I don't think I know of anyone who's ever regretted doing this. At a minimum, you're giving yourself the chance to sit down and get focused on yourself and say, I've allotted this time, I've invested this much in myself. And you're getting Lynn, and you're getting the wonderful work she's done and all her experience with this and the speed she can do it with. And you're having an interaction with another human being, which is very important, that's focused on you or the person you love. You can do it, as Lynn mentioned, you can do it for husband, wife, daughter, mother, father, sister. People have done it for people that they love and care about. You're giving yourself the opportunity to have that experience and to meet directly with Lynn and get a jump start, get an infusion of energy. And sometimes that can make all the difference. I mean, people's lives have been changed by remarkably short meetings with other people. It doesn't have to be a long thing. This is your opportunity to do that, to invest in yourself.
That is so true. Invest in yourself and invest in the radio station that you love, WBAI. You're listening to this radio station because we have programs like this on, because we have programs like Armand DeMille, because we have Talk Back, because we have Wake Up Call, because it's different, the diversity of this radio station. There is such a wide array of programming on this station. You're not stuck in one area and you're not getting sound bites. Today you're getting kind of a speeded up version, but that's because it's Fun Drive. Invest in this station. Three great premiums here today. Becoming the Person You Always Wanted to Be CD for $50. We have the two individual consultations with Lynn for $150 and the package. The CD, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, two individual consultations, and the JADEX CD of seven songs for $200. And if you don't have that, then join for membership for $25. And if you don't have that, give $10. But give something. Give back to this station that gives so much. Lynn isn't getting paid for being here today. She's coming here because she wants to share her, she's sharing her passion with you. She's sharing her work. JADEX isn't getting paid. He's sharing his passion with you. They're both bringing themselves to the table to share what they have to offer. And that's what WBAI does. We share all these different minds, different opinions, different ideals, bringing them all to the table for you. Where else but WBAI do you find this array? 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Please keep those calls coming. I'm going to go back and tally and see what's cooking over there. Hopefully we have a ton of calls because we're not hearing them in here, but 212-209-2950.
Well, we have a problem with the computer in here.
2950.
Yeah, so we can't hear. We don't know what's going on.
So I'm going to go back and report back to you.
Yes, okay, yes. 212-209-2950. Take that risk. Come in and talk to me. Let me know where your life is and what's going on, and I will help you to get focused on a much, much better path to liberate that energy.
212-209-2950. Tell yourself it's not too late. Today is the day. It's not too late. Today is the day you can do it. 212-209-2950. Pledge for those two individual consultations, $150, or the package, the consultations plus the CD. You know, the CD, you can have something there for yourself to play and remind yourself after the consultations or later, or when you're in your car, or when you're in your house. It's an extension of what you'll be getting with Lynn. Pledge for either one of those packages. Today is the day. Tell yourself it's not too late. This is a great opportunity to do it and take charge of your life and change your life and start the process of changing your life and becoming the person you've always wanted to be. Please call in 212-209-2950.
Okay, so we're going to listen to some more of the CD and then we'll come back. This is the section on escape velocity.
In order to reverse this process, you need to develop a new tape loop or playlist of all the good things that are happening in your life, no matter how small they may seem. You can gradually replace the negative things with the positive things. This is what I help Anna to do. It may not be easy at first. You will have to fight very hard to eradicate the negativity because most likely it has been in there for a long time and you have gotten into the habit of letting it take over your thoughts. Again, you can reverse this process. Some people like Anna may need support with this process and seek outside help such as therapy. The therapist may provide a safe, corrective environment in which the person can work toward recognizing and dismantling the negative tape loop and replacing it with a more positive, appropriate playlist. As Anna created a new, more positive tape loop, she began to feel energized and could begin to take the steps to develop a more meaningful life direction. She had always felt she had a talent for writing nonfiction. With the new energy she felt, she was able to incorporate a writing schedule several days per week and began writing about various topics that she found interesting and compelling. She eventually submitted her writing for publication, and when she finally got published, she was ecstatic. Being on a writing schedule and getting published contributed to Anna diminishing the negative inner voice in her that had been holding her back in life. Her hope about the future began to soar. I want to emphasize something now. To gain greater velocity, it is important to do something scary and new, something that forces you out of your comfort zone. No matter how scary it may feel, it is important to do something that forces you out of your comfort zone, the zone that keeps you stagnant and uninspired. Again, to gain greater velocity, it is important to do something scary and new, something that forces you out of your comfort zone. No matter how scary it may feel, it is important to do something that forces you out of your comfort zone, the zone that keeps you stagnant and uninspired. Anna moved out of her comfort zone by submitting her writing for publication. While she had been afraid to do this because of a fear of rejection, she forced herself to do it, and this paid off. So if you are someone who is not achieving your potential, it's crucial for you to achieve escape velocity. How do you do this? By strengthening yourself as a person from the inside out. Making yourself stronger on the inside is essential. This may involve facing certain unpleasant truth about your upbringing or your family of origin. Even though it may hurt at first, you will find that you will gradually get stronger and more capable of escaping the gravity. One thing I want to note is that it's not necessary to reach this high speed right away. So if you begin traveling away from the massive object, example, negative family relationships, at any speed, as you move further away, the escape velocity becomes lower and lower, until finally, a short burst may be all that's needed to send you on your journey to success. So at some point, you will need that one last short burst to set you free. Day in, day out, focus on hard work, then also begin cultivating a combination of fierce determination, will, and strength that will help you to finally achieve your escape velocity to a happy, successful life.
Hi, this is Jadex, and I'm here with Lynn Rosen and The Pursuit of Happiness, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950 is the number to call. This is the day to do it, to invest in yourself. You've just been listening to Lynn's beautiful CD, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, Escape Velocity, and that's a great metaphor, right? That's how fast you need to be going to get out of gravity, right? And you can think of being in orbit and spinning around the planet. If you're not going fast enough, that's where you're going to end up. You're going to end up in orbit. Escape velocity is how fast you need to be going, that momentum to get out of orbit and break out. Don't you owe it to yourselves? Don't you owe it to the people you love? Don't you owe it to the world to be the person you can be, to bring out the beauty and the wonderful things that are inside you? Do you even know how much is inside you, or do you only suspect? Today is the day to find out and bring that out. 212-209-2950. Pledge for the two individual consultations with Lynn Rosen for $150. Or the consultations, plus the CD, parts of which you just heard, and you're going to hear more, plus my CD, the Jadex CD, 7 songs, including stuff that I would never dream of releasing and are only available here on WBAI, very personal things. Today is the day. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the world. You owe it to the people you love. And this is also something you can do for the people you love. Do it today. Today's the day to invest. Today's the day to say, I'm not going to keep what's in me hidden any longer. I'm not going to let my potential sleep any longer. I owe it to myself. I owe it to the world. Imagine what kind of a place the world would be if more people could do this, if more people let it out, if more people said, okay, I'm going to do it. How much potential lies dormant in people? 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, today is the day for the pledge for the two individual consultations for $150, or the consultations plus the CD plus the JADEX music CD for a pledge of $200. Today is the day to do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for someone you love. Do it for this great radio station. You know, there's things you can hear on BAI that you would never hear anywhere else. I cannot for sure remember the show. I think it may have been Gary Bird's show, but I tuned into BAI late one night. I heard an interview with, I don't know if you remember that Showtime series, Soul Food, that was on in the early part, around 2000, 2001, 2002. They had an interview with one of the stars of Soul Food, and he talked about his life as a dancer in New York and the kind of detail. He must have talked for half an hour, 45 minutes. So many great stories. You never could have heard something like that on commercial radio. It would have been truncated into the product he was pitching or whatever he was plugging, and that would have been all you had heard. Only on WBAI. Support yourself. Support the people you love, the people around you, and support this great radio station. 212-209-2950. Pledge for either one of these two great premiums. Two individual consultations for $150, or the CD plus the two consultations plus the JADEX CD. Seven songs. I'm sure we'll play a little bit more of that. We're going to play some more of the CD soon. Today is the day. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the people you love. You owe it to the world. You can do it. Make that call. Make that decision.
Yes.
Make that choice.
Yes, because people are walking around. I've had so many people come to me. They've either come to my workshops or, you know, called me up individually and said, I heard you talking about this stuff. I just have been so under my real potential. And I really, but I've tried different things. I've tried different treatments. You know, I've been in groups. I've self-help books and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you could get little tidbits here and there and try to put it together. What I try to do with these consultations, and people usually do not walk, they walk away pretty happy about it, is to help people get that focus, like a laser light like focus on exactly what's in the way, and we come up with an actual plan and actual steps to take in the world once you leave that office. So after those two individual consultations, it's not just sitting there listening to you, it's not just talking about your past, it's more present oriented. I do a thorough assessment of you, personality issues, anything in the way, your relationships, your current life, what's happening, and get you out of that office with a plan of action. Because that's the key, right? You're getting yourself, you know, going musically, right? You're starting to play now around New York and starting to play at better venues. And I think but it takes time, right? I mean, it takes time to get to that point.
That's absolutely right. And you have to put yourself out there. The escape velocity thing, you have to get going. You have to get going, and it might not be the easiest thing to do. You might be scared to make the call. You might be scared to invest in yourself. You might be scared to look at where you are fully, but it's worth it. The only way to get moving is to start.
That's, yes.
The Lao Tzu, the 1,000-mile journey begins with one step. It's the truth.
Yes.
Start the great things when they're small, right?
Yes. So pledge for that package, becoming the person you've always wanted to be. You get the CD, two individual consultations with me. I'll set you on that path where you could get going, really get something going for yourself. And you get the JADEX Music CD, seven songs. We played some of the songs here. I played them actually on the radio before, and people have loved them and asked about the music. You can pledge for the individual CD, becoming the person you've always wanted to be, for $50. But call in at 212-209-2950. Show your support. Show your dedication to yourself and to making your life and the world a better place. It is possible to do it. I know people, you know, can be feeling frustrated or, you know, feeling like they're at a point in their lives where it's hard to, like, get going again. But it is still possible. It is still possible to do it. Do it for yourself or do it for someone you love. Do the $200 pledge. Go for it. Invest. Invest in yourselves and invest in the radio station. So we're going to also, you know, we're going to listen to some more of the CD now, and then we're going to come back and talk to you some more. We're going to listen to, Anger and Chaos, because anger is an emotion that a lot of people have difficulty dealing with, so I really focus on emotions with people and helping them focus and harness those emotions.
Now I'm going to discuss the last concept. This issue has come up for many of the patients I've worked with, and I believe that it connects to why lots of people fail to live up to their highest life potential. It has to do with the relationship between chaos in one's life and anger. People who wake up one day to discover that their lives are a chaotic wreck need to realize that feelings of anger are lurking inside that are not directly dealt with. This leads to a den of disorganization where real goals do not have a chance to be accomplished. Because to achieve anything substantial, one has to be very organized and disciplined. Being disciplined means being efficient with one's time and being able to set up a schedule that allows you to work at something challenging on a consistent basis and actually get it done. I have found that people who are chaotic tend to have a lot of trouble dealing with feelings of anger. Their anger hides like a virus, spreading to different parts of their life, destroying any possibility for growth and productivity. For example, I worked with a patient, I'll call Alan, age 27, who sought treatment with me because he had been at a job for the past 5 years that he felt was sucking the life out of him. He spoke about how bored he felt with it and how much he was wasting his real talents and capacities. Yet, he had been unable to leave his job and pursue something more meaningful. What we discovered as we looked at his life is that he could barely keep up with the basic management of it. He spoke about how embarrassed he was to invite anyone to his apartment because it was a place that symbolized just how chaotic his life really was. He stated that there were various unopened documents and bills strewn all over his apartment and that he was afraid to open them. The truth was, while he lived in terror of not being able to meet his financial obligations, he did earn enough money to meet his basic expenses and even save a little. His money had been pouring out into things that he did not need, such as another gadget that ended up somewhere at the bottom of his closet. There were also piles of unwashed laundry in his bedroom and unread newspapers and magazines accumulated in the corner of his living room. Furthermore, Alan frequently perused bookstores for stimulation, yet most of the books he purchased ended up gathering dust on his bookshelf, half-read. Needless to say, this did not inspire Alan to feel confident in his ability to work toward developing a meaningful career where he could actualize his real talents. By the time he came to me, he had nearly given up on that possibility. He felt depressed, despairing, and demoralized, but wanted to see if he could break through to something better. Alan was finally able to break through the depression when he could acknowledge that he had feelings of anger from his childhood that was spilling out of control into his daily life in the form of chaos. Again, that's the connection between chaos and anger. Chaos sometimes occurs when the anger is not directly dealt with, and it can take that form. The first step I took with him was to have him start removing, piece by piece, the chaotic elements in his life. For example, getting him on a reading schedule with the magazines he purchased, and then having him throw them out in a timely fashion so that they no longer piled up in his apartment. This removal process would then begin to force the feelings of anger out into the open, where they could be finally faced and worked through. Alan came to understand that he had intense feelings of anger toward his father for controlling him as a child and not allowing him to naturally gravitate toward his own interests. Instead, his father would steer him into activities that he wanted him to do and then attack him for not being competent at them. Alan stated that he constantly pointed out his deficiencies and drilled the idea into his head that he was too stupid and incompetent to do anything challenging with his life. This led Alan to develop crippling feelings of self-doubt, and by the time he had graduated high school, his self-esteem was too low to complete college and pursue a career where he could use his real talents and skills. As Alan began to experience the anger toward his father, The clutter and chaos in his life began to disappear. Alan had unconsciously felt terrified that if he let go of the chaos, then his feelings of anger would pour out uncontrollably and he would not be able to manage them, and that somehow he too would disappear in all the anger. Yet I reassured him that this would not happen, and that if anything, as he felt his anger, he would feel more of himself, not less, because those feelings of anger reflected his real response to his father during the time he had mistreated him. So as Alan freed up from his anger and liberated more and more energy, he was able to focus on a plan for getting out of his job, which he found draining and boring, and going back to school to complete his college education. Once he completed college, he landed a new job at a graphic arts agency. He found this job to be a lot more stimulating and challenging, and then made the decision to further his education and go on and pursue a career in graphic arts. Furthermore, Alan practically eliminated the clutter in his apartment and felt a new sense of pride and joy about having people come visit him. His social life began to thrive. So if you are a person who has chaos in your life and you are unhappy about it, you may need to take a closer look at how anger may be spilling out into your life in the form of chaos. Then you can begin to take the necessary steps to deal directly with the anger and end the unwanted chaos. You'll feel a lot happier and freer to pursue the life you really want.
Hi, everyone. This is Lynn Rosen, and you are listening to The Pursuit of Happiness here on WBAI New York. So we do have some callers on the line. We have callers calling in who are pledging for the packages and for the CD, but we need a whole bunch more. We have about maybe 25 minutes left to the program. And again, you know, call in and pledge at 212-209-2950. You can pledge just for the CD at $50, or pledge for the package, the two individual consultations with me and the CD, and you get the JADEX music CD, which would be really great. And the whole thing is designed to get you in touch with that positive energy, and I will really get you focused. I've worked with many people who have come in, you know, in the past for these consultations and have gotten them focused on starting businesses, on becoming creative, bringing out their creative potential. I worked with a woman who always wanted to write, and she actually was able to put something out there and to start getting published. So turn it into an actual reality. Not just, I have these dreams and I'm really down, you know, but I can't do it. Like, come in, get focused with me, and turn that into a reality. 212-209-2950.
And help WBAI keep being a reality. 212-209-2950. Lynn, may I ask you, that was an interesting concept about anger and chaos.
Yes. I work a lot with people on their emotional states, and one of the most difficult emotions is anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with people who have, like, issues with clutter in their homes, or disorganization, or chaotic lives. And really, it has to do with sometimes that anger is going into, spilling into parts of their lives into the form of disorganization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Literally, that emotion has to be harnessed and channeled in a positive, productive way. And sometimes when anger is not acknowledged or dealt with fully, or people can't totally face it, it spills out into other parts of their lives. So people can have cluttered homes, cluttered apartments. They can accumulate things. They can become disorganized. So again, that can interfere with being goal-directed and productive, because you don't want emotions spilling out like that in ways that are destructive. You want to be able to channel it constructively, because even anger can be channeled constructively into more of a focus.
But it's so interesting, and I would have never thought about anger and chaos being equated, but yeah, I guess I can see how, because you're still taking it out on yourself and not
yes.
taking care of things.
It's a self-defeating way, and many mm-hmm. people have self-defeating patterns of dealing with their emotions
mm-hmm.
and dealing with different conflicts. So I help people get out of that self-defeating way and to focus more positively.
212-209-2950.
Yes, absolutely. Lynn will help you. You know, it's easy to be our own worst enemy. We can tell ourselves things and we might not even see it, things that can make it so difficult for us to grow. When you go to see Lynn, you're going to see an outside person, and she will work with you and tell you, hey, listen, don't do this, don't do this. It's not too late. Here's how you can see your life, and give you that perspective and give you that experience that she has helping people to do this.
Yes. Thanks for that call. We need a whole bunch more calls. We had a bunch of calls before. We need a lot more calls.
Hey, there's that phone ringing. Beautiful.
Yeah, I think our computer may be working again.
Yes, we hear the phones ringing.
Yeah,
this is great.
There. Yeah, but becoming the person you've always wanted to be, CD pledge for $50. You've been listening to some of the CD, but if you go for the whole package, put yourself out there and take the risk, for $200, you could get the two individual consultations with me, which I will get you focused, the CD for, you know, and also JADEX music CD. So you get music and all of that all together in a package for $200. Take that risk. Come in and see me. Don't give up on yourselves. Don't give up on the people you love. Fight for yourselves. Get in the game.
That's right. Your station, your life. WBAI, Lynn Rose in the Pursuit of Happiness, 212-209-2950. Today's the day. Now's the time. You can do it right now, 212-209-2950.
You know, sometimes I think we forget who we truly are, or we feel we can't be. It's like, oh, that's just a dream. But it's so possible to make that dream a reality. Sometimes it's with baby steps, it's little by little, but it starts with believing that things can change and that we can be who we truly are, who we think we want to be, but we think it's so far from us. And this is an assist with getting there.
Yes.
That's right. You take that first step.
I will, if you, you know, come see me, step into my office, take that first step. It's two individual consultations for $150. You can just pledge for the two individual consultations for $150, or you can go for the whole package with the CD and with the music. But I will help you get focused, recharge, and really walk out of there with something. Something you feel like you can take into your everyday life to begin taking those steps to make the changes.
Get a jump start. Get a push with Lynn. You know, the first step can be the hardest, but things really are different once you're moving. It's
yes.
not the same once you're moving. Once you've taken that first step, it's a whole nother ball game.
Yes, and I'll help you.
And you can get moving with Lynn. Lynn does that with people. You will get moving.
Yes, absolutely. 212-209-2950. So please call in and pledge for yourself. And we're going to listen to a little more of the CD now, and then come back and talk to you some more. Now I'm going to talk about what it means to persevere in the face of what feels like overwhelming obstacles. First, here's a definition of perseverance. Perseverance is persisting in or remaining constant to a purpose, idea, or task in spite of obstacles. Some synonyms for perseverance are: be determined, be resolved, be stubborn, carry on, continue, hold fast, keep driving, keep going, plug away, see it through, stand firm, stay the course, and stick with it. Yet how many of us are tempted to give up on becoming successful, or actually do give up when we are repeatedly knocked down despite our strong efforts to succeed? Perseverance is not just an attitude. It's not just something that we feel at a given moment when we are in a good frame of mind. It is a way of life. It is about standing back up as fast as we can when we get knocked down, sometimes smashed to the pavement, feeling like every ounce of strength has been sucked out again. This is when we are really tested in life. This is when sticking with it really counts. Some antonyms for perseverance are: be lazy, give up, idle, leave, quit, stop, cessation of effort. Henry Ward Beecher, a prominent clergyman, once said that the difference between perseverance and obstinacy is that one often comes from a strong will and the other from a strong won't.
What happens if you are a person who finds yourself lacking in perseverance, and because of this, despite real inner potential, cannot do anything with it? This can lead to a deep sense of frustration and hopelessness about creating a meaningful and satisfying life. First, what can be helpful is to examine your inner thought process and whether or not it is geared towards sticking with difficult challenges. For example, when you encounter a particular obstacle toward your goal, do you easily get discouraged and does your mind flood with negative thoughts? Remember, I spoke about the negative tape loop. Determine whether you have one, because it could greatly be interfering with being persistent and persevering. I'm bringing this up because there are many people that I work with who struggle with this problem, and what underlies it is a deep ingrained sense that they are unworthy or have no real value. As children, they were made to feel inferior, that somehow something was missing in them, and that they lacked the essential qualities to be successful in life. The message given to them was, the best you can hope for is to try and hobble together some kind of a life, but don't set your sights too high, because you will be disappointed. So these people never strive for their best. They have already been conditioned to lower their expectations. Think about whether or not you are a person who has been conditioned to lower your expectations, despite having greater potential inside. I find this very sad because a lot of human potential is lost to the world because of this. Someone I really admire is the boxer Jack Dempsey. He was a heavyweight fighter whose previous occupations included digging ditches, picking peaches, and cutting timber. According to Wikipedia, his aggressive style and exceptional punching power made him one of the most popular boxers in history. Jack Dempsey is quoted for saying, "A champion is someone who gets up when he can't." Again, a champion is someone who gets up when he can't. Think for a moment about what that quote means to you. I think it really says something about the meaning of perseverance. Now I'll talk about a case that I worked with that I think illustrates what it's like to really hang in there in life when there are no immediate results from one's hard work and efforts. Alicia, a 32-year-old female, sought help with me because she felt like she was living way under her given potential. She had been working as a librarian for the past 6 years and had started feeling bored and unstimulated with her job. She also had been in a 7-year relationship with a man who had been unwilling to make a real commitment to her. He kept telling her things like, "I have big plans for my life, and I need to see more drive and motivation from you." However, Alicia said that she had wanted to do more with her life and that she did not want to be a librarian forever. She had thought about going back to school to take business classes and also wanted to start a business that could really help people in the community where she lived. What Alicia did not realize is that her boyfriend had been holding her back. He was the gravity that she needed to escape from. What she and I came to understand was that while he claimed he wanted her to take more initiative with her life, he did everything in his power to sabotage her efforts. For example, at one point, she started working on a business plan. When she tried to share her ideas with her boyfriend, one by one, he cut them down. He did not offer any constructive feedback, but globally shredded the whole thing. This had made her feel demoralized and defeated. The capper was, when she felt like this, he would accuse her of being a downer and told her that he needed to take some space to refuel himself. Meanwhile, he was the one bringing her down. What she and I focused on first was helping her to end her relationship with her boyfriend. The gravity of his unsupportive presence would never let her connect to her true fire and ambition and cultivate the confidence to develop and implement her business plan. Perseverance became an issue for Alicia when she felt intense loneliness away from her boyfriend and could not immediately fill in the space. Many nights she felt like she wanted to go back to him to fill in the void and to take away the pain. She also constantly doubted whether or not she could launch herself in a new life direction. I want to note here that when making a drastic change that involves removing something negative in your life and replacing it with something positive can be a painful process.
Hi everyone, this is Lynn Rosen. You are listening to The Pursuit of Happiness. We are in the Fun Drive, and we need to get some more callers on the line. We have a couple calls that came in, but we need to get a whole bunch more. We've got about maybe 15 minutes left or 14 minutes left of the show. So call in, even less than that, actually.
Yeah.
So call in and pledge at 212-209-2950. Make that investment in yourself. Make that investment in changing your life today. I know, like, you know, people, lots of people are feeling really, you know, can be feeling burnt out or feeling like, oh, you know, it's so hard to make these changes. Don't give up on making that investment in yourself and making those changes. You can pledge. You've been listening to the Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be CD for $50. You can pledge for the two individual consultations. So that's two consultations with me for $150, or go for the package and get the consultations, the CD, and the JadeX Music CD. You get some great music with that for $200. Call in, make those changes, and change your life. I've helped lots of people get back on the road to their real selves again, to liberating that real energy.
Yes, absolutely. 212-209-2950. And I think that what you were talking about in that last segment in terms of relationships, having the right people in your life and getting people who you don't want in your life out, it's very important to surround yourself with the right people who are going to encourage what you want to do. And that's something you can get by pledging for the two individual consultations for $150. You can bring Lynn Rosen into your life, which I assure you is a great experience. You get to sit down with her and map out, and just for yourself, you're investing in yourself, your own life, your own potential. As hard as it feels to change, you know, you really sometimes don't have a clear perspective until you take that time for yourself. You have no idea how close you might be.
Yes. So I do want to thank some people. Some people don't want to be named, you know, their names on the air, but I want to thank Carolyn Chin for your pledge. Where are you from? Let's see, New Jersey, Somerset, New Jersey. Yeah. Okay, I apologize for that, Carolyn. Let's see, I can thank Neville from the Bronx. Thank you for your pledge today. And also some people who don't, people from Manhattan pledge but don't want their names mentioned on the air. From Dobbs Ferry, we have Manhattan, Dobbs Ferry, and the Bronx. That's great. We need to get, you know, a whole bunch more people calling in. We've got a little bit of time left. Call in and pledge for the premiums and invest in yourself. Invest in coming in to see me. You will get that jump start and get that energy going.
212-209-2950.
Yes, make the day today that you invest in yourself, invest in the people you love, invest in your life, and invest in the world, and invest in your radio station that you love too, that also feeds you. Today's the day. Imagine what kind of a place the world would be if more people got in touch with their potentials. What kind of potential, what kind of greatness do people walk around carrying that might never see the light of day if they don't ever say to themselves, okay, today's the day. It's not too late. Whatever you're hearing in your head, that's not true. It's not too late. Today can be the day. Make today the day you do it for yourself, for your radio station, for WBAI, but for yourself, the people you love, and for the world. You owe it to yourself to be the person that you can be.
Lynn, what are some simple things people can do to actually make themselves be the person they want to be?
Well, it's there aren't totally simple steps. I mean, there are basic steps.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about getting in touch with your emotional states,
mm-hmm.
and learning how to harness and focus difficult emotional states. That gives people a lot of trouble, like anger, for
yeah.
example. And when people let that leak out, they can't stay focused on their goals. They don't have the energy, because anger drains out if it's not focused in the right
uh-huh.
way. So as far as a basic step, is learning how to get in touch with those kinds of emotions like anger and channel them properly, not in the self-defeating way. People do all sorts of self-defeating things, and they sometimes they don't even realize it, so they have to learn that they're doing it and stop doing that. So that's one way. That's a real big area of focus that I do with people, helping them harness their emotional states in a very productive way.
Mm-hmm.
Connect to them, channel them, express them. Some people have problems telling people, you know, in their personal lives, like, I'm angry at you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm upset. You know, I can't, you know, they hold it back, they repress it, and then that comes out in bad ways. Okay, we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so that's really good. But we want to try to make, we got
about 7 minutes left, right?
Yeah.
About 7 minutes left. This is the time.
We have four callers on the line. That's really great. Let's go for, like, the pursuit of happiness to that level, that next level. I know we can do it.
212-209-2950.
Come in. Sit down with me. I will help you focus. I will help you channel your emotions better. I will help you liberate that energy. That's the kind of work I do. I've been doing this work for a period of time. It's my passion. I love to do it, and I love to help people realize what they're capable of doing. If you sit down with me in the office for the two individual consultations, they're just $150 for two consultations, you will get that vibe, and you will get that focus. I can set you up with a plan of action because I'm very, very active and direct.
Do you know, several years ago, I was in a coffee shop, won't say the name, and there was a poster on the wall, and it was Passion Makes Perfect. And I love that because it is passion that makes
well,
perfect.
Well, it's about, well, passion, getting in touch with that and knowing how to channel the passion. Because sometimes people start getting in touch with their passion and then they don't know what to do with it.
Mm.
So really, I help people. You know, there's lots of people walking around with energy and passion inside of them, but they don't know how to channel it properly. And that's what I help you. People come to me all the time and say, I don't know what I really want to do with my life. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I don't know if I'm really using my talents, capacities, competencies to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. And that's what I help people do. I assess your talents, where your competencies lie, where your skills are, your personality attributes. We roll it up and get you out there so you can take it like into a ball and like a bowling ball and hit a strike, you know?
Yeah.
Like get out there, take all you have going on inside of you, talents, you know, your intelligence, your intellect, everything you've got, your personality attributes, and make it work for you. Because a lot of people have attributes and things going on for them, and they can't focus it. They can't make it work for them. And that's what I help people do. We sit down, we focus, and we make it work.
That's right. Listen to the show that you live. Listen to the way that you love. Listen to the way Lynn pours herself out and pours her spirit out on this show. Imagine that with you sitting there in a private session with her, having this directed towards you, the way she pours out, having that opportunity to really get in touch with yourself and get that energy directly.
Go for it. Go for the $200 pledge. You get the CD, the CD that I produced, all different sections on it. We've got perseverance, escape velocity, self-actualization, a whole section on self-actualization, anger and chaos. There's a questionnaire on there that I've had lots of people do in my workshops. It's designed to help people focus and see where they are on the self-actualization scale and what they need to do to, you know, to actually go in a better direction. So that's what the CD has. The individual consultations will really help you to actually focus and talk with me. I'll sit down. I will work with you. You will get a lot out of it because I'm very direct. I'm very to the point because lots of people don't, you know, nobody wants to waste any more time. People want to really just make use of that time, get focused, get that energy going. Be direct. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Please call in and show your support for this great radio station, WBAI. I know that there are people out there that have more inside of them, that they want to get focused, that they want to do something more with their lives. And if you pledge for the two individual consultations for $150, you can sit down with me and get focused. But if you do the whole package for $200, two individual consultations, the Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be CD, and you get a complimentary music CD JDAX Music, which is really great music, all different kinds of music on there. That comes with that package for $200. Take the risk. Make those changes. Change your life now.
That's right. 212-209-2950. You know, momentum is a really precious thing, and today is your chance to generate and hook on and make for yourself some momentum for yourself in your own life. Start making the changes you want to make.
We have a whole bunch of callers on the line, but we need a whole bunch more. I know people, some people sometimes, that's great. Thanks for that call.
More ringing phones. That's a great sound.
Yeah, but, you know, you can do it. You can actually take that risk and make those changes that you've wanted to do for so long, or just get focused. Because what I do, again, is I do a very detailed, in-depth assessment when you come to see me of exactly what your attributes are, what your competencies are, your talents. Sometimes people walking around with talents they don't even realize they have. I help you
Many
do
people.
That. Yeah, lots of people do. I help you understand how you're stuck, maybe what's in the way, and then we get a plan of action going. I give you that input. This is what you need to do. These are the steps, the actual steps you need to take to actually get moving again.
Grab that momentum. Life is different when you're moving. It's a completely different ballgame once you're moving.
Yes.
Everything is clearer.
Yes.
There's hope once you're moving.
Yes. So take that chance. Pledge the $200, becoming the person you've always wanted to be. CD you get. You get the two individual consultations and JDAX Music CD. You get all of that, those three things, for $200. Make that investment in your life. It will help you. It will help your loved ones. It will create a better vibe. You'll feel like you want to get up in the morning and get going and get that focus in your life.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
This is
so
your
chance. We're winding down. Now, we had a whole bunch of calls. You can still call in for the Pursuit of Happiness and pledge for those premiums. The CD, Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be, $50. Two individual consultations for $150. Or go for the package. Go for it for your life. You get all three things, JDAX Music CD, two individual consultations with me, and the CD Becoming the Person You've Always Wanted to Be for just $200. As always, you can check out lynnrosen.com, my website. I've been here with JDAX. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much
you
for having me. It's been great.
Check out more of the music at JDAX Music on YouTube. And, you know, stay positive, and you could still call in and pledge. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Pursuit of Happiness here on WBAI.
Hi, I'm Ella Joyce, and when I'm in New York, I listen to WBAI 90.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. The broadcasters of your area, in conjunction with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an actual emergency. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
And thank you so much for tuning in to listener-sponsored, commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. I'm Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide weekday afternoons. And you can still call and support the Pursuit of Happiness if you're interested in the CD set that Lynn Rosen has put together, or the individual consultations. They're still available right now. Volunteers standing by to take your calls. You can pledge with Visa card, MasterCard, or American Express. It's only going to take about three and a half minutes to make those calls. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Thank you so very, very much. 212-209-2950. Coming up next at 3 p.m. will be Talk Back with Hugh Hamilton. As I said, there is a surprise in store for all of you coming up on Talk Back, so stay tuned for that. I'm Michael G. Haskins, and a little bit later on this evening will be the WBAI Evening News. That'll be coming your way as well, right here on WBAI, listener-supported, commercial-free community radio, 212-209-2950. Continuing on this date in history, on July 25th in 1963, the Limited Test Ban Treaty was initiated following 10 days of intense negotiations among the USSR and the U.S., the United Kingdom as well. The treaty prohibits nuclear weapons tests or any other nuclear explosion in the atmosphere, in outer space, or underwater. It does not ban underground tests. The nuclear powers, only three then, nine today, accepted as a common goal an end to the contamination of man's environment by radioactive substances. 185 countries have signed the treaty so far, but Israel, Pakistan, Iran, and North Korea never signed or later withdrew. Also on this date in 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. participated in protests against housing segregation in Chicago. His Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC, joined with Coordinating Council of Community Organizations, CCCO, led by Al Raby, a black school teacher in the Chicago Freedom Movement. Coming up next, Talk Back with Hugh Hamilton.
It is 81 degrees and 2 minutes after the hour. A very good afternoon to you, and welcome now to this Wednesday edition of the program Talkback. Talkback is a program that is dedicated to the advancement of the public understanding. We're heard here Monday through Thursday from 3 until 5 in the afternoon. Here, being listener-sponsored commercial-free radio, WBAI New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM and streaming live on the web at WBAI.org. I am Hugh Hamilton. The audio engineer this afternoon is our colleague Joyce Jones, who is also our co-presenter, co-host of this afternoon's edition, which might best be described as a collaborative effort between Talkback and Sugar in My Bowl, of which Joyce Jones is the executive producer and host. That program heard alternate Sundays here on WBAI at 11 o'clock in the evening. Good afternoon, Ms. Jones.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hamilton.
Okay. I look forward to working with you again more on this afternoon's presentation to be heard in a matter of moments. But first, I seem to have ignited a bit of a firestorm over a comment that I posted to our Facebook page alongside an op-ed by Dean Obidala. This was yesterday. Mr. Obidala's commentary is titled, "Why Isn't the Colorado Shooter Considered a Terrorist?" And alongside the link that I posted to his article, I included the following editorial comment of my own, quote, "Absent an explicit or implied political motive, I do not believe that the actions of the Colorado shooter rise to the level of terrorism. That does not, however, make his rampage any less tragic, and Dean Obidala makes a number of important points in this piece." Unquote. Now, that was my editorial comment, and I appended that by way of introduction to the link that I posted to our Facebook page that in turn led to Dean Obadiah's piece, that piece titled, "Why Isn't the Colorado Shooter Considered a Terrorist?" Now, several of you disagreed with my conclusion, and that is as it should be, because as you know, I relish a robust and mutually respective debate, and I welcome the fact that you would differ from me in our perspectives on various issues, because out of that cross-fertilization of ideas and perspectives will come, I hope, some enhancement of our collective understanding on the issues that are of mutual interest. So this is a wonderful thing when we disagree, and I welcome, of course, your articulation of your position and your analysis on these issues. What I was a little worried about, though, is the fact that some of you clearly misunderstood my point, and that I feel compelled to address, because as a professional communicator, anytime I say something that is misunderstood, I assume it is my responsibility for having failed in my primary objective, which is to transfer or to transmit a number of ideas to the understanding of the intended audience. And so to the extent that some of you have misunderstood me, I just want to offer a few points of clarification. These points are not intended in any way to invalidate the perspective that you already have or have developed on the subject, but merely to broaden our scope of discussion. And when we return to regular programming in another week, I'm sure that we will be revisiting many of these issues. But perhaps that purpose best might be achieved if I were to share with you some excerpts from Mr. Obadiah's piece. Dean Obadiah is a former lawyer who is now a blogger and a very prolific commentator. His piece titled, "Why Isn't the Colorado Shooter Considered a Terrorist?" Mr. Obadiah writes, quote, "James Holmes is a terrorist. You would think that this would be undisputed, but it's not. Why? Two reasons keep coming up. One, that he had no overt political agenda for his attack, and or two, that he is not a Muslim. But let us be honest. If James Holmes had instead been named Jalal and was Muslim, the response by the media and most Americans would be different. The presumption would be that he's a terrorist. The political reason for the attack many say is currently missing would be given simply because of his Muslim faith. There would be calls to increase police surveillance of American Muslims and justifications offered for racial profiling. People like Representative Michelle Bachmann would likely claim that the attack was part of the Muslim Brotherhood's campaign to destroy America. But, Obadiah writes, the facts are clear, that the greatest threat to the lives of Americans is not Muslim terrorists. Indeed, in 2011, approximately 14,000 Americans were murdered on U.S. soil. How many were killed by Islamic terrorists? Zero. So why, then, does Obadiah believe that Holmes is a terrorist? He explains. First and foremost, he writes, because of Holmes' extensive planning. The Aurora, Colorado police chief described the attack as being designed with calculation and deliberation. Several months ago, Holmes apparently put his plan into action when he purchased a handgun and shotgun from a local store. Holmes later purchased a third weapon, an AR-15 assault rifle, from another store about 1 mile from the theater where he committed his bloody assault. Holmes also purchased 6,000 rounds of ammunition over the internet. In addition, on the night of his terrorist attack, he donned a Kevlar helmet, a gas mask, a tactical bullet-resistant vest, bulletproof leggings, a neck and groin protector, and several tactical gloves. And Holmes, not content to just kill the people in the theater, even rigged his apartment with jars of liquids, explosives, and chemicals, the intention being to kill or maim any person who entered his residence after the attack. This, Obadiah writes, is truly terrorism 101. It is as evil as the people who attacked our nation on 9/11. And finally, Obadiah writes, he does not subscribe to the view that you need an overt political agenda to be labeled a terrorist, and in fact, he says, neither does U.S. law. Federal law defines the term domestic terrorism to mean activities that A, involve acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state, B, appear to be intended either 1, to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, 2, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, or to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping, and C, occur primarily within the territorial jurisdiction of the United States. Consequently, therefore, he concludes, a person can be found guilty of domestic terrorism if he or she, 1, engages in acts dangerous to human lives which violate U.S. state law, U.S. or state law, in this case shooting people, and 2, if the action appears to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. And there is a strong argument that James Holmes' goal was to achieve just that. He wanted to instill terror in the hearts of Americans, to make us all fear that in the friendly confines of our neighborhood movie theater, another killer could be lurking in the darkness waiting to open fire, and so on. That gives you a sense of Dean Obadiah's argument, and the piece can be found in its entirety on our Facebook page. You'll find us on Facebook under my name, Hugh Hamilton. So, many of you, like Mr. Obadiah, argued quite correctly in my view that had the shooter had a Muslim name, his actions would have been classified by the media as terrorism, that the response by the media and most Americans would be different, and that the presumption would be that he is a terrorist. And I do not disagree with that assertion. Of course, the media would have reported this story differently. My contention, however, is that the fact that the media might have reported or would have reported the facts differently or the conclusion differently would not have made it necessarily a terrorism case. In other words, if the shooter had a Muslim name but all of the facts were as we know or understand them to be as of this moment, then my contention would have been the same, that absent an explicit or implied political motive, that the actions would not